This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, June 17th. God's word to you today is Humility 102. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Kings 3, verse 9, and it says, "Give me an understanding heart, so that I can govern your people well and know the difference between right and wrong. For who by himself is able to govern this great people of yours?" Most times, when we read about Solomon in 1 Kings 3 verses 4 to 15, we are impressed with his wisdom in asking for wisdom. But the reality is that Solomon was actually admitting to God that he was not very smart. Solomon admitted that he did not have what it takes to lead people old enough to be his father, people wiser than him, and the multitude of people before him. It is not that Solomon was just so smart to ask for wisdom. He asked for what he needed. It took humility for him to see what he lacked and what he needed. The challenge and the reason a lot of people are not asking right is because people do not see their need. A lot of people do not even know what they need. Esther asked for favor. When you read Esther 4, verses 1 to 17, Mordecai told Esther, "If you do not stand for Israel, deliverance will come, but do not think you will be safe." Esther said, "Please pray for me. I need favor." Esther saw a need and was humble enough to admit, "If I perish, I perish." Elisha recognized that Elijah was anointed, and he saw that Elijah was about to leave without passing on that anointing. Elisha humbled himself to ask for it. The reality is this: it is possible to be with someone that is anointed and not get anointed because of your arrogance. There were other sons of the prophet. They knew Elijah was going to be taken up, but they did not care. What does he know? The Holy Ghost is everywhere. Okay, continue hitting your head against the rock. Elisha did not only recognize Elijah's anointing, he saw his need for double, and he asked for double. In 1 Chronicles 4, verses 9 to 10, it took humility for Jabez to cry out for help. Jabez desperately needed his story to be changed. It takes humility to see your need, identify the source of your help, and ask for help. In the story of the tax collector in Luke 18, verse 10 to 14, the Pharisee's posture was that of arrogance, pride in his accomplishments. But the tax collector could not do much as lift up his head, the Bible says, and ask for God's mercy. Even though the Pharisee also needed mercy, he did not get mercy, but the tax collector did. I pray that you will humble your hearts so that the yearnings of your heart can resonate in heaven. I pray. Even the Lord Jesus' example in Matthew 26:42, Jesus got to a place that he fell on his face in humility before God the Father. Jesus said, "I have my will. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done." This was paraphrased. It takes humility to put your will aside and ask for the will of another. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I hear your voice, and I will not harden my heart. I ask for mercy, wisdom, favor, and I ask you anoint me afresh. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.